current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, on the receiving end. This late November, Pope Leo XIV went on his first foreign trip as Pope. One of his stops was in Turkey before going to Lebanon. While he was there, he was welcomed by President Erdogan. During his visit, he expressed his pursuit to bring quote-unquote peace to the Middle East, quote-unquote encouraging Erdogan to be a force for peace. He played the role of being a quote-unquote savior amid efforts to end wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The Pope had condemned the use of religion to justify quote-unquote war and quote-unquote violence. He also stated, quote, religions, by their very nature, are repositories of this truth and should encourage individuals, groups, and peoples to recognize this and put it into practice. He added, quote, we must strongly reject the use of religion for justifying war, violence, or any form of fundamentalism or fanaticism, end quote. During his trip to Turkey, he made time to visit the grave of Mustafa Kemal, offering a moment of silence there. The head of the Crusaders has been given the stage to preach what he wills in our lands. He has been given the chance to tell us how we must act when we are faced with hardship and tribulation. This is not just a shame, it's a humiliating reality that the treacherous ruler Erdogan has placed the Ummah in. He has left us to seem to be at the receiving end of the Crusaders' help, as if we, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nation, are in need of guidance. This is an attempt from the Crusaders to try to convince us, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hold the true message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the way of the West, to surrender our political will. He comes to our land, which the West has devastated, and lectures us on peace. He comes with a message of secularism and to be submissive to them, disguising himself as a peacemaker. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. When they are told, do not spread corruption in the land, they reply, we are only peacemakers. Indeed, it is they who are the corruptors, but they fail to perceive it. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 11-12. Do not let the words of the Crusaders deceive you into thinking they are peacemakers, for Islam is a message of mercy for mankind. The only reason there is corruption and death in every corner of the Muslim world is the absence of our system to protect and fight the rights of the Ummah, rights given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be granted our rights only through the divine system, the Khilafah, Caliphate. When the Caliphate is established, the Crusaders will know they must think twice before entering our lands to lecture us about peace. They will be the ones taking notes from us as they had done before, for we were, and still are, the people who hold the path towards establishing tranquility in the land. It is our divine message that brings justice. We are not meant to be on the receiving end. Rather, we are given this message to help all of humanity through the divine way of Islam. Truly, it is they who should be on the receiving end. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the worlds. Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 107. Jazakum Allahu khayrun for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.